This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Done deal. Who? Al-Mu'minun. He didn't say Al-Muslimun. Please pay attention to the word Mu'minun. Who are they, Ya Allah? I want to be one of them. The next verses. Ya Allah, Fatima.
Those who offer the salat, prayers with all solemnity and full submissiveness.
Condition number one of iman is what?
Salat.
So, the one who doesn't pray, can we call him mu'min? Forget it. He's not mu'min. Halas. That's why I insisted on the young girls in the class last Sunday. Don't fall into the mistakes that maybe your mothers have done. Most of you married people maybe didn't even pray. Later on, Allah showed some mercy on your husband and on you, maybe. But that's the mistake most of you do. No. We want our daughters to marry number one mu'min. The first thing, salat. Look what he said. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَشُوعًا. It's not the fact that they pray. It's the fact that they have so much khushu' in their prayers. So the salat is done deal. The mu'min, we don't talk about salat. We talk about khushu' in salat. So the real mu'min has khushu'. When you are with Allah, you are with Allah. That 5-10 minutes of dhuhr, you're with God. You're not with the children. How many of you, when you pray, you are thinking about your kids? About this, about cooking, about going here, going there. Enough. When you are with Allah, show some respect. Focus on Him. Sheikh, how to do it? We will see. Don't worry. Khushu', one way of getting khushu' is to learn the deen. Khushu' is not going to happen just like that. Khushu', I want to really enjoy my prayers. If you want really to enjoy your prayer, you need to understand who are you standing for. Who are you standing for now? In that salat. He is the King of Kings.
So Sheikh, meaning even if we pray, but if we are not khushu, we are still not considered mu'min.
Yes, that's what it means.
But once in a while.
You have to focus. You have to do your best. Why you focus 3 hours and a half with Hindi movie? No. So my sisters, what makes us not focus in khushu is the fact that we have never understood what does salat. Salat is not a burden. Salat is rest. When I see you working so hard, I say, come, sister, take a break. You should relax. You've been working under the sun for hours. Come, relax. So you relax. You like it. Same thing. Most of us, when we hear Adhan, we feel like, you feel like there is something. It's not. Okay, imagine I tell you, come to me 5 times a day to my house. I give you, each time you come, 1 check. Do you know how long the queue will be in your house?
So it's our attitude that
matters. Attitude. Change it. It's not a burden, it's a rest. You need Allah, He doesn't need you. And you are coming to get a gift, a heavy check, but you cannot cash it now. That's all. I give you a check, I say, Sister Amy, go to the bank next month. Not today. The date is 31st, December 2017. Although you take it today. So it's the attitude towards salat. Salat is not a burden. Salat is sila. What happens to you when you see the E, your car? E. What do you do? You go, look for the first and fill it up. Why? Because you know you have the same thing. At Fajr, your tank of spirituality is E. Fill it up. At Dhuhr, fill it up. At Asr, fill it up. At Maghrib, fill it up. At Isha, fill it up. You want to really make sure it's full? Qiyamul Layl. Doha. So alhamdulillah, your engine is always good and your car runs good and can take you wherever you go. But you are spiritually draining. No matter how good your outside of the car is, the engine needs oil, doesn't need look. The engine doesn't... Do you see the engine of the car?
No.
It's already covered. That's the heart. People may see how beautiful you are from the outside, but if you don't have a strong engine, you cannot even race. So focus on your inside, my sisters, more than your outside. Most of you focus on the outside. And the outside is the first thing you lose from your body. Once they put you in, the verb starts. Halas. So this ayah, mashallah, teaches us that the first sign of a believer is not just salat, is the khushu' in the salat. Now pay attention to this. This surah, subhanallah, up to this 17, I don't want to go more, all of them end with n, sound of noon. Mu'minun, khashi'un, mu'ridun, even makin. Even when the sound changes, but it's still the noon. Okay? Alright. Pay attention. The second criteria of a true believer, subhanallah, after salat, huh? Yalla, Sister Yasmin, three.
And those who turn away from Allah, dirty, false, evil, vain talk, falsehood, and all that Allah has forbidden.
Difficult for some people. This is difficult. You think it's easy to stay away from lahu, from false talks? Usually when we meet, what's the first thing we do? We talk nonsense. That's number one. Most people. I don't want to pick on you, sisters. I already picked on you. Okay. By making most women, when they get together, what do they talk about? Quran and Sunnah and Hadith and how to be good wife. No way. Serious. Look at okay. Do a social study. After I leave, see what you talk about. No, not necessarily evil, but something lahu. Lahu in Arabic means nonsense. Men too, men. Oh, men even worse. I tell them, what are you talking about? Nothing. Nothing really, for example, constructive. Nothing even for their dunya. At least talk about business. Talk about business. Talk about, for example, fixing the car. So, one thing that most of us never thought of, which is, oh my God, to qualify to the level of Iman, may Allah make us all mu'mins, I need to stay away from vain talks. Now, look, you may not say, your tongue doesn't say anything, but your ears are there. You are a listener. Some of you sisters don't say a word. MashaAllah, very good. You don't say a word. It doesn't mean you don't speak. But you don't say anything bad. But you are there always with those people. That is wrong too. So it's not just speaking. Because he said, Mu'ridun, stay away. How can I stay away when I am listening to you? So don't participate, whether by talking or by listening, or by both. Using your tongue and using your ears in the discussion. Don't. Yes, excellent. Avoid. Mu'arid. Mu'arid in Arabic means stay away. Like zina, yeah. Like the money of the orphans. Very good. Money of the orphans and zina. Allah says stay away. Same thing. Because look, one thing you, the moment you hear something, you are attracted to join. You are a social human being.
Yes.
Maybe not by talking, but by listening, which is wrong already. Stay away. Because you get sick sometimes by listening to bad things. You get, your mood swings, changes. You were happy just a second ago. What happened? You heard the bad word. Yes, true shame. I saw you happy, sister. A minute later on, what happened? You heard something bad. And that's true. Or you said something wrong.
How do you counter when people say that? Yeah, for example, like we used to go to parties or something, and then we stopped, and you know that, and then suddenly they say like, oh, you don't be a hypocrite because before you used to do that. So how do we answer that?
No, tell them the hypocrite is the one who still does it and pretends to be good. This is hypocrite. Don't be hypocrite. You were also dancing with us. No, I'm not hypocrite. The hypocrite is the one who is still doing it and still goes pray. For example, this is. It's okay. Don't let them put you down. Hey, Sister Yasmin, you also were with us. I used to. Yes, astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive me. No, hey, listen. Allah will not just forgive you, inshallah. Say ameen. Allah will turn your bad deeds into good deeds.
Ameen.
Wow. Surah Al-Furqan, we will see. What? Whatever bad, yes. That's how good Allah is.
Speaking, listening, but does it also include, like, watching Alagu, like movie, you know, people? Or is that a separate category?
No, it is.
Watching?
Very good. Very good. Watching. Watching something doesn't look. Watch a documentary. I'm not against watching. Watch documentary. Watch cooking. Although your cooking is always lovely. But then, watch something constructive. Something nice. Documentaries, please. Any documentary about science, about Allah, about BBC World, this one. National Geographic, subhanAllah. Whenever I watch something, my iman, I feel it like this, going up. When you see, subhanAllah, a creation of Allah. Watch that, sister. Instead of, I don't know what you're watching. Sometimes, wallahi, these movies, sisters, they impact you. You have no problem with your husband, whatsoever. But you did not realize that you have been conditioned right before he came to work, from work. And then you start fighting with him because your favorite actress fought with her husband. Or your husband didn't bring you a flower like the other one brought her flower. But you don't pay attention to that. Takbir. There is this... There is this brother who, after 20 years of marriage, he realized he has not been very romantic. So he went to a special workshop on how to improve yourself as a Muslim husband. So as soon as he came, he practiced what he learned. His wife was cooking in the kitchen. He said, Assalamu alaikum. And he said, how is the queen of all queens? She looked at me. She picked up the phone, she called her brother. Ahmad, come. My husband is drunk. Come and take care of him. She thought her husband is drunk. Because he completely... She was so shocked that she thought her husband, he was not drunk. He's just practicing something. Takbir. So please, before you call your brothers, check. All right. Number three. After Salat comes staying away from vain talks. So it is a sin. So please pay attention to this. Do, don't. So mu'min does and doesn't. There are things you must do. There are things you stay away. Pay attention. Look at me. Up, down. There are things you have to do. There are things to stay away. We will see now one more thing to do. Then another thing not to do. Up, 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 down, up, down. SubhanAllah. So it's the motion of life. Do, don't. Do, don't. So Islam is not just do's or don'ts. There are things you do, like salat and khushu' in it. Number two. No, stay away from vain talks. Good. Number three, my sister. Yes, yes.
And those who pay the zakat.
And those who? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ Look at this ayah. And those who just don't give zakat, they are actively giving zakat. فَاعِلُونَ فِعَلْ They do it. They love it. They love to give. They love the fact that they are donors, not recipients. Yes. So, alhamdulillah.
I told you, never you find an ayah of salat without zakat. Even when there is another ayah in between, the context is the context. Look at the context. Never the salat is mentioned without zakat. SubhanAllah, never. You will not find one ayah in the Quran where salat is mentioned without zakat. To describe you as a believer, okay? I'm sure you may read one assertion. I found one ayah. Read the whole context, you'll find zakat there. Don't read just the ayah, one or two. Read the context. Good. Look, now they don't do. There is something they don't do. Number four. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ And those who guard their chastity, their private parts from illegal sexual acts. They don't commit zina. They guard their furuj. Furuj is plural of farj. Farj is private. They guard them. What do you mean by they guard them? Is a woman guarding her private if she wears Western?
No.
Is she? No, she's inviting trouble on herself. A young girl in university wearing miniskirt. What does that mean? University. She's not, let's say, in her own house. What does that mean? University, you know what does it mean, university? Most of you were in university. University is a jungle of strong beasts, sexually. Boys and girls. Anything can happen. Careful, careful, careful. All right, so youngsters, they are in their 18s, 20s, 22. This is the time where most people sexually are very, very active. They may not commit zina, but the hormones are kicking. So we need to protect ourselves. Allah said, Hafidhun, they protect themselves, their chastity. For example, a Muslim girl, mashallah, wears long and covers herself. A Muslim man doesn't wear sexy too. When a man wears something very tight, and he's showing everything, almost, women are women, also. Or he's wearing short, and running just with a short, and an iPad. Idiot. Just short, nothing here, and an iPad here. iPod, whatever, iPod. Imagine someone running like this. You know what I mean? Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Alright. So, but except on their wives, spouses, or what their right hand possess. Pay attention to this. Stop passing envelopes. Allahu Akbar. Is that an envelope? What's that?
Sweet.
Sweet comes here first. Pay attention. Ya Allah, help me to focus.
Sorry, Shane.
No problem. Julia. These men and these women who are called believers, it's not only they don't commit zina. They dress properly. And they don't mix with people like parties where things can happen. The least thing can happen in a party is what, sisters? In party, mixed party. Touchy. The least. By mistake. Why did you go there? To be touched. Even when you didn't want. You didn't mean, right? Or someone keeps looking at you. Staring at you. Right or wrong? So, these things we need to understand. That Allah wants you to be His slave. Not the slave of Shaytan. And start following your desires wherever you go. Keep following your desires. Do you know where you end up? You end up in hell. Nafs will take you to Jahannam. Follow your nafsu. Wallahi, you end up in hell. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Imam Bukhari. Rahimahullah. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. Dunya is the prison of the believer. Mu'min. He didn't say Muslim. Same word. Wajannatu al-kafir. And dunya is the garden and paradise of non-Muslim. You want paradise? This is your sijin. There are many things I cannot do as a man. There are many things I can do. There are many things you cannot do, sisters.
Guarding chastity here also means not shaking hands.
Yes. Rasulullah alayhi salam, subhanAllah, you took it away from my mouth. I was going to say that.
At the office.
I am your sheikh. Your sheikh, and I consider you all my sisters. Why not shake hands? Why not? Because it's haram. It's forbidden. Otherwise, salamu alaykum sisters, how are you? Fine, fine, alhamdulillah. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, pay attention to this. By the way, I really congratulate the Malay sisters and brothers. Most of you don't shake hands. That's very good. That is very good. Keep that. Salamu alaykum, alaykum salam. Some people, that is not right, sisters. If people give you a hand, do like this. Say, wa alaykum salam. Wa alaykum salam. Let him say, you put your hand, sorry, what can I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, you see that big needle that people used to sew things like this? Your mothers? Do you remember? Okay. He said that penetrating your skull and going to your brain easier and better then you shake a hand of a woman who is not lawful to you. Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will see. You rather, look, that thing goes inside and penetrate your brain, and the pain is only Allah knows what type of pain. That is better than you shake a hand of someone who is not lawful to you. So don't. Do like this. First is difficult.
But whoever sits beyond that, then those are the transgressors.
Anyone seeks beyond that. Beyond what? Beyond his wives and what his right hand possess. And a woman, beyond her husband. If she sees beyond that, she is transgressing. If a man already has a wife and he's looking for other women, that is haram. If he has no slaves, he can't do anything. Is this clear, my sisters?
Yeah.
I hope so. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, Sister Ida. One more thing. They do. Actually, a few more things. In order to be called believers. So all this didn't make us yet believers. Huh?
Yeah.
Salat and khushur. Avoiding and staying away from vain talks. Perfecting and donating zakat. Donating zakat perfectly. Protecting our private parts except from our spouses. Okay, what else?
Those who are faithful to their amanah, all the duties which Allah has ordained, honesty, moral responsibility, and to their
comrades. And those who are faithfully true to their amanat and to their covenant. Do you know how long this ayah can take us just to... because, do you know you are amanah for your husband? You. If your husband doesn't treat you well, he has broken the amanah. Because he has promised your father or whoever married you to him to look after you. And he is not. A wise woman will tell her husband during fight, take care of the amanah. Huh? What amanah?
Amanah
Saham. I am amanah. He will think of amanah Saham. I am amanah in your hand. Allah will ask you about me. Children are amanah. Your parents are amanah. Careful, especially in old age. They are really amanah. The money of your husband, sister, let's say the money is your husband's money, not yours. It's an amanah in your hand. Careful. Don't waste it. protected. Your salat is amana. Do it on time. Your zakat is amana. Your siyam is amana. Your hajj, your eyes amana. Don't look at haram. Allah gave you the eyes so that you live a good life. But not to look at haram. You want to disobey him, no problem. Remove those eyes. Go find the other eyes. Ask Sony to give you eyes or Toshiba and sin as much as you want. You use Allah's eyes to sin? No. You got it? You are my students, amana in my neck. I am amana in your hand. You treat me well, careful. Is something very much involved to iman. Amana, iman, amana, iman, amana. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, what was he known with before he even became prophet?
Al-Amin.
Very good. So his character was already Al-Amin, trustworthy. You give him an amana, it's protected, physical. You give him spiritual amana, like secret, he never reveals it. And any talk between you and another sister is secret. For example, I talk just between me and you. I don't have to tell you this secret. Don't say it to anyone. If it's in public, you can say it. But any talk between two people is an amana. So any talk between you and your husband is amana. Don't go and reveal it. Unless he allows or she allows. Alright. وَعَهْدِهِمْ. You have given a pledge to Allah. Don't forget that. You have given also what we call covenant. You have the covenant. You know, marriage is a covenant. Buying and selling is a covenant. I gave you my word. Khalas, word of honor. Shahada is a covenant. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasul. So are we faithfully true to the shahada? The shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. So a mu'min is not someone who just prays and gives zakat. No, there are other things besides akhlaq. Honesty, sisters, is an ethical issue, right?
Yes.
Responsibility and taking care of it. Assuming responsibility. I am a mother, I will look after my children. I will protect them no matter what. Even if I have to rotan them. That's a form of protection, by the way. Why? From shaitan. Your son is not praying, what do? And he's above 10. There is only one way. Rotan. Until he cries and say, okay, I submit. I pray. Khalas. Now go pray. That's the only way. There is no other way. Otherwise you lose him. You see him in Jahannam going, 50 years to reach the bottom. Because amana. Oh, I see now. Like that.
See, this is the most difficult to do, because it's so encompassing.
Yes. So that's why iman is something that it's active. You cannot just be mu'min and stop. Mu'min and continue istiqamah until you die.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, Sheikh. Yes. That's why we need knowledge, sisters. No knowledge, no akhlaq. Forget it.
So do everything with
ihsan. With the best you can. Your neighbor is amana. Don't harm him. At least don't harm him. You don't have to feed him every day. But don't disturb. Oh, I see. Children are amana. Did you pray, children? No. Go pray. Next time I rotan you. Things like that. That's an amana. Money is an amana. Don't waste it. You, alhamdulillah, look. You don't misuse it. But you waste it. I mean, you didn't steal it, and you are not, but you are extravagant. You're buying things you don't need. Sisters, buying things because you want them is a sin. I repeat, you buy things only when you need. You need a laptop, go buy them. But you don't need a laptop. Why do you want them? Because your friend has Apple? Buy banana. No problem. 1 kilo banana. إنهم على صلواتهم حافظون. Back to salat. So we start with salat, we end with salat. This is when it comes to what? To iman. Yalla, sister Aisha.
And those who strictly guard their five compulsory congregational salawat prayers at their fixed stated hours.
Ah. Now you see, this is the difference between the first ayah about salat and the last ayah about salat. First, khushu'. When they pray, they are in khushu'. You may pray with khushu', but you never pray on time. You pray, mashallah. You pray khushu'. Once you are there, mashallah. You don't hear anything. You don't care about who is there. You are with Allah. But did you pray on time?
No.
Or Isha is after midnight?
No.
Fajr is after sunrise? Dhuhr is almost asr? No. Time. Here it is. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ يُحَافِظُونَ means on time. So who said that salat is not on time? Who taught you that? Who taught you that dhuhr you can pray until almost asr? Who taught you that? That is wrong, sisters. One of the biggest mistakes in Malaysia is that you think that salat can... I can pray dhuhr until asr. Who taught you that? A lot of people think that. I can pray Isha until almost Fajr. I get up with tahajjud and pray. No. Take that out of your mind. Whoever taught you that was wrong. Fajr means Fajr. Dhuhr means Dhuhr. Asr means Asr. Maghrib means Maghrib. Isha means Isha. Isha is not midnight. Muntasaf al-layl. No. Up to midnight. But not midnight. You have to have a very good reason. Party, not good reason. Wedding, not good reason. Go pray. Hey, you are in the middle of a wedding and there is diarrhea now. What do you do?
Get up.
No, you say no. until the party, there will be another party. Inside the party. You know what I mean?
You're sorry.
You don't even care who is in front of you. Because you really need to answer, subhanAllah, your stomach. Go answer Allah. Allah is the one who can fix your stomach. So stop everything, go pray, sisters.
Okay.
Then you will see.
Being a Makiya surah, what was salat then? It was before the salat.
Very good. It's preparation. No, this was late Makki. After Isra and Mi'raj. Yes. After the Isra and Mi'raj. Late Makki. But to prepare them so that when they go into, mashallah, Medina, they, like you, when do you teach your children Salat? When should you? When they are 7, even before the age of 10. So by the time of 10, they already know the Salat. So they pray. Same thing. Don't wait. Your daughter is not yet married. Teach her marriage now. The duties of marriage. What is marriage? What's the duty of a wife? What's the duty of a husband? So that when they come to marry, alhamdulillah, they're quite knowledgeable about what they do. Before you travel to any country, read a little bit about its history. Sheikh Zubair is going to Bangladesh. Study what is Bangladesh. Who occupied Bangladesh? What are the borders? Which countries? At least know something. So that when you go there, you are not surprised. This is very important. Sure.
Okay, have you said that praying salat on time, can you explain the difference between this ayah? وَلَدِينَ مُعَنَا صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ
صَلَوَاتِهِمْ
صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ and the Al-Ma'un verse 5 أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ
سَهُونَ. Very good. This is the same. The opposite. This ayah and Surah Al-Ma'un is the opposite. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who pray. Jahannam. Pray, what do? An salati in sahun, not fi salati, not in their salat. Thank to Allah. We thank you, Allah. He didn't say in their salat. They are sahun. Sahun is the opposite of kushur. We all make sahu. Right? Imagine Allah says, woe to those who pray and forget. We all, when we pray, we forget. Sometimes which rak'ah we are. Right?
Yeah.
Then we are all in Jahannam. He said, no. An salatihim. Meaning they don't pray on time. They pray, but they don't pray on time. They pray when they have, when there is nothing left for themselves, there is some time for God. Allah says, those people are going to hell. Although they pray. Oh my God. Which is the point I mentioned just now. People who delay the salat, there is nothing to stop you from going to pray. But, wow. The sisters, I never told you this. Pay attention to this, please. Do you know how important salat is? I told you about Isra and Mi'raj. I'm not going to repeat that. Salat is the only wajib made compulsory on Rasulullah s.a.w. in heaven. That's already enough. I'll give you one more. Do you know in jihad, blood, bullets are coming to you, rockets, name it. You're being bombed. You still pray. Huh? You still pray. One group prays, the other group protects them. Fear. During killing, one group prays. If there was any excuse, it should be war.
Yeah.
Jihad, right?
Yeah.
I am fighting for Allah's sake, so I pray later. No. You pray now. That's the evidence that the salat is the most important thing. Even during jihad, when people are about to slaughter you or kill you, you still pray. There is no excuse. Please, understand this ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah says, when you are praying and your enemy is in front of you, one of you do ruku' and the other stand. When they do sujood, stand. When they come up, the second group, second row, the salat that we showed you on video.
Yeah, yeah.
That is even in front of the enemy. You still pray. So who says that salat? So no excuse. Even when you are facing. So, what to do? Don't think about dunya. Think about something better. Inherit Firdaus. And all the diamond of the world is there. Habada. And better. Sisters, in your Jannah, your backyard is full of diamonds. The stones? Like now, if we go to Sister Shamin's place, there are a lot of stones. We need diamonds, not stones. Put diamonds there. Yalla, how you do that? Buy a few and throw there. Do you know how many students will come? Takbir! Even Sheikh Zubair will come early. By Fajr I'll be here. If not, sleep there. Listen! Stop dreaming about dunya. Dunya, no matter what you inherit, you will leave it one day. You will leave it. Look what Allah is promising. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the inheritors. What do they inherit, my sisters? Al-Firdaus, not Jannah. Al-Firdaus, the top. These mu'mins, you know where do they go? Not any Jannah. They will go VIP. You know where is that Jannah? It's under the throne of Allah. Meaning you'll be neighbor of God. Wow.
So these five criteria.
That's all.
These five criteria are for earning Firdaus.
Firdaus.
Nine.
Once you have these. No, from one verse 1 to 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
But actually there are five criteria. Let's repeat that. Salat with khushu.
Oh, okay.
Staying away from vain talk and nonsense. Giving zakat and actively looking for the poor and give them. Number 4, they protect their private parts. Number 5, they amana and covenant, they are honest. Sorry, I gave you my word. But no, I gave them my word. That's it. Even if you lose. You lose financially, but don't lose your credibility. And number 6, salat on time. Salat on time. That's all. So what happened to you if you do only these things? No, we don't give you only money. We give you Firdaus. هم فيها خالدون forever. Sisters, forever. Do you understand what is forever? You don't understand. No one understands. Now imagine you're going to live at the age of 33 forever.